Texte numéro 82. Paralyzed man walks using mind-controlled exoskeleton. A Frenchman, Thibault, paralyzed in a nightclub accident, has walked again thanks to a brain-controlled exoskeleton. The patient trained for months, harnessing his brain signals to control a computer-simulated avatar to perform basic movements before using the robot device to walk. Scientists described the trial results as a breakthrough. Doctors who conducted the trial said though the device was years away from being publicly available, it had the potential to improve patients' quality of life and autonomy. 4 years ago, the patient's life was permanently changed when he fell from a balcony, severing his spinal cord and leaving him paralyzed from the shoulders down. "When you're in my position, when you can't do anything with your body, I wanted to do something with my brain," Thibault said. He trained using a video game avatar system to acquire the skills needed to operate the exoskeleton and had to relearn natural movements from scratch. "I can't go home tomorrow in my exoskeleton, but I've got to a point where I can walk. I walk when I want and I stop when I want," he added. Cervical spinal cord injuries leave about 20% of patients paralyzed in all four limbs and is the most severe injury of its kind. Alim Louis Benabid, Professor Emeritus at Grenoble and lead author of the study published in the Lancet Neurology Journal, said, "The brain is still capable of generating commands that would normally move the arms and legs. There's just nothing to carry them out." A team of experts from Grenoble Alpes Hospital, the biomedical company Cinetech, and the CEA Research Centre began the procedure by implanting two recording devices either side of the head, between the brain and the skin. These read his sensory motor cortex, which controls motor function. Each decoder transmits brain signals, which are translated by an algorithm into the movements the patient has thought about. It is this system that sends the physical commands the exoskeleton executes. Using the avatar, video game, and exoskeleton combined, Thibault was able to cover the length of 1.5 football pitches over the course of many sessions. Several studies have used implants to stimulate patients' muscles, but the Grenoble research is the first to use brain signals to control a robot exoskeleton. Experts involved in the study said it could potentially lead to brain-controlled wheelchairs for paralyzed patients. "This isn't about turning man into machine, but about responding to a medical problem," said Benabid. "We're talking about repaired man, not augmented man." Thibault said the trial offered a message of hope to people like me. "This is possible, even with our handicap." Adapted from The Guardian, October 2019.